Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an ACCA. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football ACCA, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the ACCA you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every ACCA you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. Over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.
Football on Off The Ball.
My fan head is running away from me. I have Arsenal winning the league, but the pundit had him, he says, that big blue machine that is just reading down Arsenal's neck.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off The Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
A very happy new year and welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from Andrew Porter as Leinster get ready to take on old foes La Rochelle in the Investec Champions Cup this weekend. There's an injury update ahead of a huge weekend of European rugby action. Rob McBride gives his two cents on the importance of sexy scrums, and Ron O'Gara has a huge win in the top 14. But first today, Leinster's Robbie Henshaw has recovered from a finger injury and is available for Saturday's Champions Cup clash against La Rochelle, while the province will further assess Orji Sneeman, Rabah Slimani, Gary Ringrose and Harry Byrne during the week. Ireland centre Henshaw suffered his injury in Leinster's URC win over Munster on the 27th of December, but has been given the all-clear for this weekend's Pool 3 match-up with Roan O'Gara's side. Out half Byrne and prop Slimani were late withdrawals from the Leinster bench ahead of the 52-17 victory over Connacht at the weekend. The duo will be monitored during the week before a final decision is made. Lock Sneeman and centre Ringrose, who both last featured against Harlequins at the start of December, have returned to training after shoulder and cramp injuries respectively and are in contention to face the French side. There are no further updates on longer-term injured players Hugo Keenan, Jamie Osborne, Ryan Baird, Jordan Larmer and Jimmy O'Brien. Victory over Leicester and Quinns sees Leinster sit second in Pool 3 on 9 points, while the French side are on 5 points after a win over the Tigers and a defeat to Stormers to their name. Andrew Porter is well aware of the storied history between the two sides. He says even that after La Rochelle's 66-point win over Toulon at the weekend, he isn't looking too much into their previous games.
To be honest, it's like I wouldn't be looking too much into that and kind of the and how much they've eaten by. Like, I think this fixture itself is kind of speaks for itself. Considering the kind of the history these two teams, between us and them, I don't think you can really base or presume anything off last weekend or their recent form. They always get up for playing us and we always get up for playing them, and it's always a tight game. It's always a bit of a dogfight as well. So it's I wouldn't read into recent performances of them by too much by any account. So you just always know it's going to be a tough battle, and they're a team that, like I said, we have a lot of history with them. So
Leinster have won the last three fixtures between the sides, including a narrow 16-14 win last time out in France a year ago this weekend. Porter says they can bring plenty from those games into how they approach this weekend's clash.
It's like, I suppose you can have the best of both in that sense. You can, when you're beating teams by big margin, you can see exactly how your kind of attack has evolved and then transformed, and I suppose kind of see everything when it's working well, when you get kind of a game like that. But I think it's, you also on the other hand, when you have a tight game, I think you take a lot more learnings from that, but like you can do incredibly well and the other team can defend and attack incredibly well as well. So I think you probably take more from those narrow encounters and those small margins as well. I think you always feel maybe a bit more fulfilled I don't know, maybe after those narrow kind of victories. I don't know, because you know it was a tough battle, and but yeah, like I think, like it always is, like a tough battle against these lads. They stay in it for the full 80, so it's yeah, have to be on your game.
And you can listen to commentary of that game between Leinster and La Rochelle this upcoming Saturday on Off the Ball from 5:30 with Cúain O'Flaherty and Andrew Dunn.
Hey everybody, it's Off the Ball, it's Gerard Gill. Right now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an ACCA. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football ACCA, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the ACCA you want with four or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every ACCA you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. Over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.
Andrew Porter has borne the wrath of the officials over his scrummaging techniques over the last while, and Leinster forwards coach Rob McBride says that he is perhaps being unfairly targeted by some of the match officials.
Yeah, it depends on the referee on the day, and yeah, I know we've got Matt Carley, and we've had him previously as well. Listen, yeah, I do think he's got a bad rep, to put it bluntly, because he's so strong and so so aggressive on the loose head. A lot of tight ends can get away with sort of sidestepping to their left, so they sidestep into the scrum, which makes it very hard for the loose head to scrimmage square on him. If you can imagine, the loose head's on his outside, on the tight end's outside shoulder, he moves slightly left, and all of a sudden, he just pulls the loose head down. So, you know, that's a tactic that some tight ends have used against Thunder in the past. And we've just got to make the referee aware of that, you know, because, you know, Andrew's, he's one of the most flexible props I've worked with. His ability to keep his shoulders above his hips and get nice and low from a loose head point of view, you know, he's great. So, I mean, we've worked on certain parts of his game, certain parts of his scrummaging to try and keep him in that nice square shape onto the tight end. And we've seen dividends. Do you know what I mean? I thought he had a great scrummaging performance against Munster on St Stephen's Day, but he's been great since coming back to us after the autumn. You know, he just knuckled down and got on with it, and yeah, we've seen some good scrummaging performances on the back of that.
And when asked further about how the scrum is policed in general, McBride says that devaluing the scrum would have huge effects on the foundations of the game.
It depends if you enjoy watching scrums or not, I suppose. Nobody does it better than the South Africans with regards to keeping the old values in rugby union. Now, scrummaging is one of them. You need to be able to scrummage. Otherwise, if you devalue the scrum and depower the scrum anymore, and it doesn't become a pushy contest, then shapes and sizes are going to change. And there's going to be even, I would suggest, less room on a rugby field to attack. So you need to keep the foundations of the game pretty true to its origin. You know, it's there as a pushing contest. And unfortunately, when you see teams being negative, you don't get a pushing contest. You get scrums that don't even enter into that realm. It's either a collapse on entry or whatever. And then for that game, then you lose that. That physical battle, that attritional battle that a scrum gives you. So, I mean, you know, I get it. If you don't understand the scrum or if you don't enjoy watching scrums, then I can see how you get turned off by them. However, I would love to hear some specialist commentary. I don't watch it on telly, so I'm talking through my hat here now, but just to draw the viewer's attention to what exactly is going on in the front row and to make it a little bit more appealing. Sexy scrums? I don't know.
Former Munster front row Mike Sherry joined Ger Gilroy, Vinnie Perrott and Dara Smith-Nocton on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning. And after another poor showing by Munster in defeat to Ulster in Ravenhill last Friday night, Sherry says that there are worrying signs for Clan McMillan's side.
That was a worrying display, and I think the last couple of results and displays, more importantly, have been quite worrying. I'd say he's a bit between the teeth. I'd say he was livid on the way back from Ulster. He didn't make any excuses, which I was very happy to see. Yeah, he was straight to the point. I would imagine there's been a couple of harsh words. Hopefully, from a Munster perspective, there'll be a better performance, if nothing else, because that just wasn't acceptable at the weekend. They're is a distinct difference between the first choice team and when there's a couple injuries or a couple of rotations. There just isn't the strength and depth. There's no easy fix to that. It is a project in itself to try to build up that quality underneath. You have to find a solution or else you will continue to underperform when you don't have your frontline team on the pitch. Cullen went after Zeebo and he was saying there's more Leinster men involved in the 23 than Limerick men. That hurts, that stings. And I know there was a jovial kind of nature to it, but underneath it all, there's a truth and a cold, harsh truth to it. You know, the school systems have to improve, the club systems have to improve, people need to get out. Like, it's something I feel quite passionately about. There's a lot of issues that need to be rectified right from the top down. And, you know, unless people reinvest themselves in the grassroots of Limerick, Cork, Waterford, Tip, Clare, Kerry, all the province, all the counties, all the grassroots levels from the bottom down, you know, we're going to continue to struggle to compete with Leinster.
And if you want to hear more conversations like that, you can do so by listening to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. And to not miss a single second of our rugby coverage, you can become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. And finally, Leinster and Munster's Champions Cup Round 3 opponents La Rochelle and Toulon faced off in the top 14 on Sunday, with Ron O'Gara's men scoring 10 tries in a 66-0 victory. The 2022 and 2023 European winners named experienced 23, while the visitors to Stade Marcel de Flandre sent a largely second-string panel that included 10 players from the academy. Scrum half Nolan Le Garrick helped himself to a brace of tries and kicked 7 conversions, with the hosts taking a 35-0 lead at half-time. Replacement lock Will Skelton scored a try as La Rochelle bounced back from a 60-14 thrashing away to top 14 leaders Toulouse in the previous round. Winnie Antonio, Lavani Botia, Gregory Aldrit, Jack Knoll, Dylan Aids and Ulupano Seituni also featured as Ron O'Gara's side moved up to 7th. And that is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. Cameron Hill will be back with more tomorrow.
To listen to all of our rugby coverage, become a member by signing up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey everybody, it's Off The Ball, it's Gerard Gilroy. Now, before you dive into this podcast, there are plenty of ways to build an Acca. Some people stick with the favourites, some are convinced they've cracked it, others less sure once the final result goes sideways. However you do it, William Hill lets you boost your football Acca, giving you more back when it comes good. Just build the Acca you want with 4 or more legs and William Hill will boost your winnings depending on the number of selections. The boost is applied automatically and shown right there in your bet slip, so you know exactly what you're getting. Whether it's a quiet midweek fixture or a big weekend of football, it's a simple way to get more out of every Acca you place. Download the app or visit William Hill to get started today. It's over 18s only. Gamble responsibly. Visit gamblingcare.ie. Now, back to the podcast.